Ted, you're in Texas a lot of the time. Do you see the pure Michigan campaign down there at all?
I see it everywhere I go, quite honestly, yes.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, actions speak louder than words, gentlemen. I'm really let down by the direction my beloved birth state of Michigan has gone. Unfortunately, it's become almost a suburb of Illinois and San Francisco. It's the liberal misguidance that has strangled the once great quality of life in Michigan is a damn shame. Jennifer Granholm and Mayor Coleman Young and Kwame, of course, they should all be in jail as far as I'm concerned. They really destroyed the work ethic. They brainwashed too many Michiganiacs to be takers instead of producers. Though I salute and thank the hardworking families of Michigan that are still driven to be in the asset column and to provide incredible quality of life that still is alive and well in Michigan. The overall direction of Michigan is very sad, and Governor Snyder has not reversed it like Governor Scott Walker has in Wisconsin. We have friends in Michigan that are just, you know, just heartbroken that we can't sight our shotguns in before opening day from the front end of a four-wheeler because you're not allowed to have a loaded weapon on a motorized vehicle, when in every other state you can use that motorized vehicle as a bench rest without any problems. You understand? When you have a beaver problem in Michigan, it's destroying your driveway and destroying the environment. You got to get a permit to do the right thing, and then you're not even allowed to do the right thing by shooting the beaver. You got to catch the beaver in an authorized trap, and you have to have a bureaucrat come out and confirm that what the landowner and the real conservationists have already identified and concluded is somehow authorized by some desk jockey in Lansing. So the Pure Michigan campaign basically is a facade. When we know that the number one tourist attraction in Michigan is Cabela's and the great outdoors hunting,
right,
fishing, and trapping lifestyle, how dare the Pure Michigan campaign not mention any of that, because there's still some hash-bash hippie in charge of Michigan promotional campaigns who's afraid to put a dead salmon or a dead grouse or a dead deer on the tourist brochure, but will put paragliding and tulip festivals on that brochure, when nobody's going to come to Michigan to hand glide or go to the tulip festival. Are you with me, gentlemen?
Yeah.
So political correctness, the big lie of political correctness, is still a self-inflicted scourge in Michigan, and the suicide death marchers of the hash bashers and the liberals who are afraid to be honest in Michigan should be ashamed of themselves. Next question.
The next question I would bring up is there's a wolf hunting bill in the state of Michigan that they're talking
about. Another perfect example. Do we want wolves in Michigan? Of course we want wolves in Michigan. Do we want too many wolves in Michigan? Of course we don't want too many wolves in Michigan. By any scientific analysis, the wolves are a liability. They need to be harvested just like deer and bear in an honest, sustained yield, carrying capacity habitat science model. Are you kidding me? When I read a Detroit Free Press editorial that wolves need to be protected, I want to throw up, because it's a lie. You need to harvest an adequate number of wolves in Michigan because they have no bag limit on the animals they kill for fun and food. The wolves buy no licenses. They have no closed season. They have no restrictions on the animals they slaughter. And we need to reduce the wolf population to within the control factor so that game animals are not slaughtered as a wasteful, non-productive entity, but rather as an asset to Michigan, just like the deer and the bear and the grouse and the woodcock and the ducks and the geese and the squirrels and the rabbits and the wood. Are you with me? So again, the hippies, if the state still allows a hash bash, then I guess hash bashers will once again lie through their dopey teeth, their brain dead, doped teeth, so that they can save an endangered wolf that is not endangered, that is wreaking havoc on Michigan wildlife. Case closed.
Yeah, and I gotta ask you, if this wolf bill gets passed, where it's possible, can we expect Ted Nugent in Michigan hunting some wolves?
I really would love that. Wolf is a magnificent creature, just like the deer is a magnificent creature, just like squirrels and rabbits and woodcock and grouse are magnificent creatures. So we need to make some beautiful wolf rugs while we save the deer and wildlife populations from the wolf slaughter, indiscriminate slaughter of wildlife. And yeah, that would be a great, great hunt. I look forward to it. My sons and daughters and my wife, Shemaine, and I, we love to utilize these renewable resources with reverence by using them for food and clothing and all the different utilitarian and pragmatic conservation hands-on stewardship functions that real American families enjoy. So yeah, we hope to get a wolf in the bag as soon as possible.
Well, Ted, we know you're extremely busy. We want to remind everybody, May 14th, Grand Rapids, Van Andel Arena. Make sure you get the Danger Zone VIP as well. Get a chance to meet Ted Nugent. Ted, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Well, thanks, guys. God bless the Michigan Big Show out there, and God bless my fellow Michiganiacs, and let's keep fighting. We need to communicate with our elected officials in Michigan and make sure that issues and policy and law represents common sense and logic and the self-evident truth that used to guide Michigan as one of the destination states. God bless Michigan.